Hi folks, this is Tommy Emmanuel. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Backstage in Basingstoke, Tommy Emmanuel.
The Basingstoke Anvil.
Yeah, that's
it. This place. I played here the first time with Bill Wyman and the Rhythm Kings.
My goodness.
Back in, back when I had hair and teeth. Let's see, 2000, I think that was.
And you were here, like you said, 3 years ago with Martin Taylor.
Yeah, the Colonel and Governor. Yeah. That was a wonderful tour. And we took that tour all over Europe and all over America. It was great. Enjoyed it.
Well, I saw it here, but I also saw it in Nashville, which was great.
Oh, great. Oh, so the War Memorial
in
Nashville.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a nice venue. They actually had the Grand Ole Opry in that building for quite a while. There's some great photos backstage at the War Memorial.
When they had the floods.
Yeah. And last year, it's already 17th. Last year, I played the Ryman Auditorium did my own show in there.
Oh, good.
So that was the first time for that. I played there several times with Marty Stewart, Ricky Skaggs, and Brad Paisley, but I'd never done my own show there. So it was a real special event, and we recorded that. We recorded and filmed it. And my guests that night were the other two CGPs, certified guitar players, John Knowles and Steve Wariner. So it was the first time that the three of us had actually performed together.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, we had Steve come over to do the British Country Music Awards about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Just an amazing man.
Yeah, he is. He's a great talent, a great singer, and great songwriter too. I'm actually bringing him out to Australia this year to do the Australian tour with me. He's never been to Australia.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
A true country gent, Chet was one of a kind. He found a long time ago what we're all still trying to find. He was the man, a six-string superstar. Everybody's Mr. Guitar. You know the CGP, well, Chet started there. And we can see him playing his day, suspenders and hat, and we can hear his voice. It was so much fun the day he made us one. CGP, Tommy, John, and me. A proclamation saying so from Chester B. Our certificate, our diploma, our degree. Talk about CGP.
Come in here, Tommy.
Nah. hands and a heart of gold. He loved his pals all around, kept him from getting old. He knocked us out when he made a big fuss and bestowed on us CGP, Tommy John and me, a proclamation saying so from Chester B. Our certificate, our diploma, our degree, CGP.
It's Johnny.
Talk about, obviously, from Australia. Do you get back often?
Once a year, yeah. I don't play the capital cities every year because, you know, I do that every 2 years. It's the same with England. I tour in England every 2 years because it's just so small, you know. I can play in America four times a year and do completely different territories. It's so big. You know, I can play in Germany three times a year and play in three different territories. So the countries that are smaller, I have to, you know, be real careful that I don't wear out my welcome. You know,
do you ever stop? I mean, you seem to be touring somewhere all the time.
Well, I don't want to stop. You know, I love touring and I love playing and I think that I'm improving. I think with the more I tour and the more I work, the better I'm hopefully getting. So, you know, when you see improvement, you want to build on that, you know.
Over the last two or three years, I'm seeing up on YouTube lots of new guitar players that are copying a lot of the styles that you've done. Does that make you feel good that you've encouraged some new talent?
Well, that's the whole idea, is to hand it on. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, everybody was listening to Chet Atkins and James Burton and people like that. And we tried to emulate our heroes, you know, Hank Marvin and Bruce Welch and Duane Eddy and people like that. And so, but not many of us ended up playing that way, but it was great to be inspired by them, and they handed so much on. Really, the people who came before me laid everything out for us, you know, all the great players from Django to Les Paul to Chet Atkins and all that. They laid it all out, and all the great songs and arrangements and styles. And then this generation now has the greatest opportunity in the history of the world, really. I mean, we've got so much music to choose from and so many ways to go, you know. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just grateful to be in show business because I love doing what I do. And when I play, people get happy. And it's just the best job.
This morning I had a press release come in from Australia telling me about a new DVD.
Yeah, all right. The DVD is called Music Gone Public. And it was actually part of a TV series on the public broadcasting service, PBS network, in the United States. And it's a combination of performances from three different concerts at three different periods in my life. There's an early one from the early 2000s. Then there's one from 2006 and one from 2009. And we chose songs from each each concert and pieced it together. And I filmed interviews talking about the stories behind the songs. And then from the recordings, we found, I think it was 7 new performances that were not in the original DVDs. And so we added those as kind of bonus material. So it's got a lot of songs on it, and it's got a lot of new stuff. So Music Gone Public.
It looks excellent. A great, great front cover.
That's taken in Rome. That photograph. The photograph on the cover is a place in Rome where you got like 2,000 people standing, crushed to the stage, singing the melody of every song you play. It's unbelievable. In Italy and in China is where my audiences sing the melodies. Even though there's no lyric, they sing the melody like it's a pop song or something. And you can't imagine what that's like, you know.
And will that be available in the UK as well?
I hope so, yeah. It's actually going to be marketed through my website, and I now have my own label, CGP Sounds, it's called. And I have all my product coming through that label. And I'm actually, over the next couple of years, I'll be getting back all the masters from Sony and from Higher Octave and the other labels that I've gone with over the years. All my masters will come back to me. So I'll have everything under the one roof.
Kind of thing. Sounds a bit like what Garth did.
I guess so, yeah. Hi, this is Tommy Emmanuel. You're listening to Lee Williams.
And you were telling me that there's 3 CDs coming out?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline. I haven't quite finished 2 of the things yet. There's an album of duets with John Knowles, who's the other CGP, and it's an album of love songs and beautiful arrangements. And it's steel string guitar, me and him playing nylon string. And we have a really wonderful chemistry together. The other album is the Live at the Ryman, which I did last year, and Steve Wariner and John are my guests on that. So that's the live show, and then I have a duets project which is coming out, which is an Americana style music, and it's duets with Brian Sutton, Ricky Skaggs, Rodney Crowell, Jerry Douglas, and David Grisman. So there's some great people on this record. Jason Isbell and I do 2 songs together. And Marty Stewart So it's going to be a wonderful album. I can't wait to get it out.
So how long do you think we're going to have to wait for that?
Well, I just have to finish it off. I have two more tracks to do, and I'm just waiting to hear back from James Taylor about whether he can do a song and Alison Krauss.
And what's the current album you've got?
The album at the moment is It's Never Too Late, and that came out last year. And in the show, on this tour, I'll be playing a lot of songs from that album. And I'm about to, when I finish this English tour, I do some dates in Poland and Germany, and then I go straight into Florida and film the instruction for that album. So when you buy the album this year coming, you'll be able to get all the instruction for all the songs. So I'm filming that at the end of this tour.
So what else is planned for Tommy? I mean, you must have fulfilled most of your ambitions.
I've got a baby daughter. She's just turned two.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thank you. Well, my wife did all the work. her name's Rachel, and her song is It's Never Too Late. Main concern now is to get things set up for my children and get all my masters together so I have my legacy set up, you know. So I have a lot of touring planned this year. I have a Russian tour, Chinese. I'm going to China. We're doing Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Bangkok, and then on to Australia from there, New Zealand. And then we finish the year in Texas.
So, yes, yeah, so lots on the plate and the rest of the tour. And yeah. Of all the places you do visit, is there a favorite, or is it just a different culture for different ones?
That's a hard question, because there's so many places that stand out, you know, like Rome. When I play in Rome, the audiences just like go ballistic. They go nuts. And places, when I play in Nashville, it's exciting. You walk onto people standing up, applauding, going crazy. It's an amazing feeling. I'm only fairly recently, like the last 10 years, I guess, I've started playing Florida. And it was like the last frontier for me in America. And that's been great. It's really built well. I'm now doing two nights in each place instead of one. That's always a good sign. So Florida, Texas, Louisiana, California, those areas are really great. Yeah, I've got new management, new agents, and I've changed everything up in the last couple of years to try and make everything better, you know. My previous manager, Gina, was with me for 13 years, and she worked really hard and everything, but I think she did the best she could, but I needed people with more connections and a bit more muscle in the industry to help me along. Yeah. And so I'm with some great people now, and we got my record label up and running, and I signed Andy McKee to my label, and so Andy's my first artist under my label, and so I'm enjoying that as well. So I'm just trying to make everything better. I'm living my childhood dream, you know. I just didn't realize it would take so long, but that's okay. I've got nothing better to do, you know. And so I can still remember the feeling of getting the courage to play my own song in a set. You know, I was playing in a pub in Sydney, and you know, scratching out a living. And I had some good material to choose from, but it wasn't original. And so I started writing songs, and then I would sneak songs into the set to see what the audience did. And I can still remember that feeling of, like, you know, trying to be calm to play and have the confidence to play my own compositions. Now, it's like I can't wait to play them for people. But when I was younger, I just wasn't that confident in my own songwriting abilities, and I had to really work on it and kind of prove it to myself. So that's fun. I'm just trying to get time to write, you know, more than anything.
Tommy, it's been great talking to you again.
Thanks, Lee.
Looking forward to the show tonight, and I'll see you again in Nashville whenever we're over there again at the same time.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Hi folks, this is Tommy Emmanuel. You're listening to Lee Williams.